So I'll share that with you. But in Timothy, I had you turn to Timothy. I'll just show you a couple things here. Look in verse 7. My old notes say I stopped in verse 6. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. And I want you to notice, look at verse 8 also, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promises of the life that now is and of that which is to come. I want you to notice a word there. The word is exercise. If you define the word exercise, I like the choice of that word. The Lord chose that word, put that word in there, and he wanted us to pay attention to that word. So we first want to know, what in the world does exercise mean? And it's a foreign language to a lot of guys like me. Activity requiring physical effort. When I read that, I slammed the dictionary shut. But I went back. Activity requiring physical effort carried out to sustain or improve health and fitness. Well, that's exactly what the doctor at the VA tells me. You're out of shape. You need to eat less and exercise more. I say, why? Because it's going to help you. It's going to help your health. It's going to help you out somehow, how if you learn how to exercise. I say, well, I walk a couple mile a day, maybe 3 mile a day. I say, well, how do you know you walk 3 mile a day? Well, I got one of them smartphones, and it says I walk 3 miles a day. Okay, they gave me that one. Said, you need to walk 6 mile a day. I could have probably said I walk 50 miles a day, and they'd have come out of there saying, you need to walk 100 miles a day. That's just how it works for me. But exercise improves your heart and lung power and your physical sense, and it helps you. Is there anybody here that wouldn't agree with me that exercise couldn't help you? No, we won't go there. But notice the choice of the words. He said, but refuse profane and old wives' fables. And we comment on those things all the time. But look at this. He says, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. And the word exercise comes up. So the first definition for it is a physical thing. And then we begin to understand that the Holy Ghost didn't choose it because it meant a physical thing, because we read it in the very next verse, as I did here this morning, for bodily exercise profiteth little. That does profit a little. Profiteth little. But do you ever notice that we will knock ourselves out physically, but we'll never knock ourselves out spiritually? And the teaching here, the lesson here that I think the Lord would have us grasp this morning is we ought to be exercising ourselves to godliness rather than physicalness. Oh, no, Brother Phil, no, man. I. And you say to one of these health guys or gals, you know, they're jogging or doing this or doing that or whatever they do, and a life membership to the gym and all that kind of stuff, and I'm going to do it. I said, hey, look, it's all maggot bait. A maggot or whatever eats your flesh after you die, it don't care. It's just going to have more to eat when you get done. Huh? It profiteth little. Now watch, though. Let's find out what the Holy Spirit's trying to say here. And then if you read further in the dictionary on exercise, a process or activity carried out for a specific purpose. Okay, now it has a broader definition, especially one concerned with a specific area or skill. Now, that's a Webster dictionary definition. An exercise, let's say, in public relations, or an exercise in some kind of art, or an exercise in some kind of spiritual. Now, here we go. That's what the script. Watch it. Watch verse 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable in all things. And so he's talking about an exercise that we ought to perform on a daily routine that'll help us get to the place where we can be godly. Say, okay, let's go back. Let's say you got that life membership to the gym going on. You're on that treadmill, whatever you do, however you hold on to that thing. You can tell I don't know too much about that. Hold on. You got that little screen in front of you, and you got these buds in your ears, you're plugged up, you know, you're good. You flip that switch and I don't dare do that on them steps at 69.9 years old. You're going like this. And that thing on that screen says, come on, you can make it. Come on, you can take it to the next level. Your tongue is hanging out. You're sweating. You're, in my case, drooling all over the place. Your headband is saturated. Your gym shoes are hurting your gout. But you're doing everything that little screen says to do because you're going to make it and you're going to achieve what? Very little. Now, come on back with me. And we won't do that one time. We do that every day of the week. And some people really get into this thing. They say, okay, this is leg day, and they do legs. And I'm not going to do too many legs. I got bird legs. Then the next day, it's chest day, and they're doing a... They'll do this every day, day in and day out, and they'll eat right, and they'll drink right, and they'll take a handful of supplements with this, and they'll rub this on them and rub that on them. And does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm out of breath thinking about it. Whew. They'll do that every day, day in and day out, and they'll say things like, no pain, no gain, and they'll believe it. Now, some of you are like me, this is very foreign to you. I'm out of breath already. And the whole time it profits you little. But the Holy Spirit says, hold up, there's a lesson here for you. If you will exercise yourself unto godliness, it will profit. It is profitable to all things, having promises of life that now is and of that which is to come. You say, okay, so I go to the gym 5 days a week and I work out and I do this and I run and I jog and I'm not going anywhere. Right, you got it. If you'd put it half that much energy into your spiritual life and exercise yourself unto spiritual things, it would profit you greatly in the spiritual world. Amen. How would you do that? Well, you start off, and that's a valid question because people don't know how to exercise themselves unto spiritual things. Do I just listen to more country music? I mean, excuse me, more gospel music? No, music's good, but that won't do it. I mean, it can soothe, and there's a place for it, and you might could put your earbuds in, but it's hard to listen to that music and read your Bible at the same time. Somebody say amen. No, not for me, preacher. I do it all the time. Oh, okay, I got it. But the first how you'd start, if you were going to start a physical fitness exercise program, a spiritual fitness exercise program, amen? You would read your Bible every day. I knew you'd go right back on that, start harping on that again. Well, you'll read every health magazine that you can find on the magazine rack, and you'll believe that guy on TV. Who is that? Jack O'Lane? Boy, I'm dating myself. Or what's... I know this. If you turn the wrong channel on, you got some gal. Okay, hold it up like that for 10 seconds. Oh, do this and that. Go like this. And brother, you know every move she's going to make. And you probably got every move she's going to make. And if you're a guy, you're probably looking at Arnold Schwarzenegger, whatever he is. And you think you look like him. Honey, give it up. It profiteth little. You need a spiritual exercise program. And you can start off by sitting in your easy chair and just reading your Bible every day. Oh, it won't profit me like physical exercise? No, and that's a good thing, quote unquote, Martha Stewart. Say, what? Next step in your spiritual, I'm watching the time, exercise program. Now pray. Pray? Me pray? Oh, I can pray when I'm eating. I can pray when I'm listening. No, you'd be better off if you got someplace and sit down someplace or got on your face somewhere, or if you please to use a scriptural term, got in your closet someplace and prayed to God that can hear every prayer you utter and begin to talk to the Lord your God. You say, what is that? That's an exercise in spiritual things that will profit you much. Now, I know I done left off teaching and went to preaching. But I'll settle down here in just a moment. I'm saying we need an exercise program in spiritual things. Read your Bible and pray. Now, how about this one? This is real deep. I am not a deep digger into the Word of God. I'm more of a water skier up on the surface, you know, so don't look for anything deep. Number one, read your Bible. Number two, pray. How about this one? Number three, come to church. You say, well, why would I want to come to church? It's a spiritual exercise that gets you around other brothers and other sisters that may be a little more spiritual than you, and it may just rub off on you. Huh? Chapter and verse. Well, if we have fellowship one with another, that thing over there in 1 John chapter 1, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9, right in there. And that fellowship is around the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, how do you get that? By getting together. Or how about this one in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25? Not forsaking the assembling yourselves together as the manner of some is. But boy, we'll go down that hot old sweaty gym. Yeah. Huh? Well, I don't go to church, all them hypocrites. What do you think's down at the gym? If the biggest hypocrite I've ever seen, I've done messed it up. I've been gone 30 days and I come back and just, you feel like you got to give up your gym membership. No, you probably need it. I'm just saying, don't throw it out. Go ahead on. I'm glad you do it. But brother, don't use it for an excuse why you don't have an exercise program unto spiritual things like reading your Bible, praying, and coming to church when the doors open. Amen. Now, how about this in a spiritual exercise? Not only that, I'd say maybe try to tell somebody else about the Lord. Huh? Let me call that personal witnessing. Oh, Brother Phil, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, you, your little muscle shirt and your tutu on. And you're telling the guy down there at the gym, man, I can squat, lift, whatever, snatch, I don't know the terms, 425 pounds. Not on your best day, honey. And you'll have that conversation with that moron, excuse me, that guy, that gal, that ain't even saved, and you can't tell somebody else about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd say you need an exercise program in spiritual things. Right. Now, I done messed it up, Pastor. I'm sorry. I'll tell you what, Bonnie and I will leave. We've gone 30 more days. When we come back, we'll try to be sweeter. She's sweet. I'm not. Anyhow, profiteth and profitable. I gave you the one word, exercise, and the only other word, and I'm about out of time, that I was going to give you this morning, I wasn't even going to preach, is profit and profitable. And they're found right there in the text. And I always like to see how the Lord uses those terms other places in the Word of God. Profit and profitable. And the Bible said in Job's day, in Job 34, verse 8 and 9, and by the way, these are the naysayers, the friends of Job's that are called miserable comforters. In other words, they weren't quite on the same page with his exercise to spiritual things program. Watch what they say. In Job 34, verse 8, which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity and walketh with wicked men. Verse 9, for he has said, it profiteth a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. You say, what's that about? That's totally the opposite of what is true. And that's how Christians think today. The opposite of what God says. And now you say, well, why is that in the Bible? Because he wanted you to know how goofed up the thinking of man was back in the days of Job. It's still goofed up today. And people will come in and try to tell you that their little workout program and their little jog 100 miles and little marathon thing is so profitable and it's helping everybody else. It's only trying to make you look good. That's it. Get over it. It's all about you in the flesh. Amen. Exercise unto godliness. Let's look at that thing again. Habakkuk said this in the book of Habakkuk 2:18. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it? The molten image and the teacher of lies that the maker of his works trusteth therein to make dumb idols. In other words, there's no profit in earthly, worldly things. And exercise to physical things is one of those. John chapter 6, verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. People need to get that thing straight. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You know, there's whole religious sects that can't sort out the physical from the spiritual today. And brother, they get all messed up and they think God's talking about the physical, and he's not. He's talking about the spiritual. You want to be pleasing to God? Start yourself on a spiritual exercise program that will be well pleasing to the Lord. Romans 2:25, for circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law. Those Jews that kept the law, then, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Look, it may be good for you, just don't let it get in the way of your spiritual program. If your physical program is getting in the way of your spiritual program, then my friend, we've got a priority problem. And that Bible says it's not going to profit you to godliness. Matter of fact, just the opposite. It's going to deter you. I got to quit. There's Job 22:2. There's Ecclesiastes 10:10. There's Isaiah chapter 44, verse 10, all having to do with what is profitable and what is not profitable for the child of God as they serve to please God. Pastor's coming this way. Do you have anything, Pastor? I'll turn this over to you. I've kind of rambled today, but I'm a little out of touch. Sure is good to be home. And thank you for tolerating. You finish. Can I pray? Okay, Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the book. Thank you for allowing old folks like us to go and try to serve you. Bless our service and bless the baptism. Bless the preaching and offerings, the special singing. Bless the singers. May, Lord, you be glorified. And may, Father, we heed our own words. Here in Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen. Good morning and God bless you.